From yesterday, still now, still this moment, we have shelling at the Khalidiyah shelled yesterday and today. From the morning, beginning of morning, we can hear bombing in everywhere at neighborhood, at my neighborhood. There is some tanks around Al-Khalidiyah neighborhood. I can hear very big bombing from every 5 minutes. Every 5 minutes, I can hear one bombing at least. There is at some hours there is a fire from a checkpoint around the Khalidiyah.
So
there is a fire.
The other thing is, if I'm thinking what I could do is, do little mini box pops.
Do you know if the Free Syrian Army are fighting back?
I think Free Syrian Army cannot do anything. Face muscles and tanks. Free Syrian Army now, today, proud to ask bread, proud some medicine. And brought us some food, and they are here. They are here. We want from them to keep at my neighborhood food and not allow the Shar army to enter Al-Khalidiyah. I think they cannot do anything else than fire simple guns.
Do you think the regular army will be in control of Al-Khalidiyah soon?
Free Syrian army is control at Al-Khalidiyah. Bashar army is around. There is tanks around at Al-Khalidiyah neighborhood. Until now.
So they are already in control. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
And have the Free Syrian Army troops fled?
I think Free Syrian Army can flee at any moment. But if the Bashar Army enter to my neighborhood, I am and my friend and our people here at Al-Khalidiyah. Be fair, very afraid miserable massacres like Karm Zaytoun and Al-Rifa'i. Today at Al-Rifa'i, there is Bashar army enter Al-Rifa'i neighborhood and killed 17 persons. By knife.
And what about in your neighborhood? How many people have been killed there in Al-Khalidiyah?
Yesterday we have about 10 persons. There is two kids, two child, and there is about 30 wounded. That is yesterday. And today we have two wounded. But we don't have any militaries until this moment. But we don't know if in some building if there is militaries or killed people.
Okay, Walid, take care. Thanks very much for your time. Thanks.